You're listening to Nova's podcast on Einstein's E equals MC squared. Here's physicist Brian Green.
E equals MC squared is certainly a simple equation to write down, but it's a very subtle equation in some ways. You really have to keep your head on straight to recognize what the symbols mean in any given situation. With practice, it's not hard to keep it straight, but it certainly is not an equation that reveals all its subtlety in the few symbols that it takes to write down. Einstein's main goal throughout much of his life was to unify concepts in physics that at first sight seemed completely separate, but through his genius, he realized that they were actually different facets of the same thing. This is what he did in special relativity. He showed that space and time, two ideas that we had since the days of Newton and had long thought to be completely separate ideas, he melded them together into something called space-time and showed that they were actually two sides of the same coin. After he united space and time together with special relativity, he realized a couple of months later that an outcome of that was to merge together two other ideas that had been around for a long time, but had also been thought to be different. He put together the concept of mass and the concept of energy and showed that they are actually the same thing when you think about them correctly. So his equation, E equals mc squared, the E is for energy and the M is for mass, and he showed that given a certain amount of mass, you could calculate the amount of energy it contains. Or alternatively, given an amount of energy, you can determine how much mass you can create from it. So mass and energy, he showed, are the ultimate convertible currencies. They are different carriers of some fundamental stuff that you can call energy, with mass simply being one manifestation of energy. But there are other manifestations, heat and light, radiation and so forth. These are now recognized to all be different facets of one idea, one entity called energy.
This interview is from pbs.org/nova. Watch Einstein's Big Idea on PBS Tuesday, October 11th.